Beginnen wir gerade da, was sagt das geht da mit dem da, beginnen wir basic und testen mal ein bisschen die Gemara. Ne Taiva. So he said that a field that you did ne Taiva ne Taira cannot be planted much shvir. So basically the Rashi explains what is ne Taiva. So he says it's ne Davla. It's that if you fertilized it. So it says because it's difficult because Taha isuga da Rabban, that's only been the prohibition. So if that's the case, so okay, I understand the halacha, but the hecha pashim no bechayres. How could you resolve from this in Bechayz and Perek Psalm Gdash number in the Vlam and Dalam base? At Seichim Eisen, you're trying to prove the halacha regarding that as it applies to halacha of nicking the ear of the firstborn animal. That be Isur Deraisa. So how are you going to prove from Isur Rabbanu to Isur Deraisa? Chinoch over here that Mafkilim and Mitzvahs regarding the halacha of the Eved that you're moving him from the bill to do mitzvahs, Hechip Pashimina. How could you resolve from that halacha, what is the Gemara bringing to Nisur regarding Shvias, but what is Issa Derabanan have to do with either Issa Deraisa or at least something that's removing the Eved from being able to perform mitzvahs that we say over here, oh, but no, the son could plant it. Yeah, but that's Issa Derabanan. So Mefarsh Rach, Rabbi Nachanal explains actually that Taiva means something else. It means Charish B'Charisha Yaseir. It means doing an extra plowing. Habadereisa, which the Bible calls Charisha. And so therefore, you could then prove it to other dairies, like Tzarek, or even freeing a slave. Now, when the dairy, regarding the other kids in the dairy, that's Kepirish Akuntris. That's like the way Rashi explains that you take the deer of the behemoth, the corral, and that's how you fertilize it. Now, Bava Pishu Dirabanon, it's rabbinic. So there's a Chashu Trem in the Skavta, but still considered more than the other case of just getting rid of the thorns. And well, my siraim in the taiva, but anyways, the rice is the rye would not be from that of the daira, because that's rabbinic. It'd be from the taiva, which we just explained the rice. Oh, it's me or katakosh. It's still difficult because hoche hechapash. How is it going to resolve them over here? This case, but duma evichani. Maybe still slave is different. Malka the mitzvahs that you're moving it from mitzvahs chametz from isidur rice. Even though we explained this rice, it's even more than severe than isidur rice. The main parak called psalm kedosh, like the Gemara says over there, in Bukharis of lamadam and beis. So what's the rai even from Issa Deraisa? The Emir Ben Tami says it got to be shviyas. Regarding the halacha of shmita, islan lahachmer tfei mebishamakim. It's not true. It's not just the Issa Deraisa. Just like you're saying, oh, Eved's most severe because you move from mitzvahs. Shmita also has such a similar svara, and there could be a rai from Issa Deraisa of shmita, because islan lahachmer tfei mebishamakim. You should be more stringent than in general. If you shall eat mezalzim, but because people were disgraceful regarding the mitzvah of shmita, they mean seven nizakim. They can also learn up and down the amanav. Sheikhushin not shviyas. They were suspect regarding shmita. And therefore, you are bringing it is a good raya. The loy comes to Benachar that you don't penalize the son after him, and therefore the same thing should be for that of Evan. Now, ubishtar shesh peridibis. Now, regarding a document that has interest, shekain to say that we penalize him, as the Gemara says, "I'm becoming of laman beis." The mashma it sounds like loylam that it's forever the penalty afel benoy, even the son. Well, why? I thought we don't penalize the son, as the Gemara says over here. Oh, that's keeping the consul. Because that's once we penalize the father, is zochah b'hal leiv. It's that now the borrower is already married in them. And it's not like we're penalizing the son, it's just the son has nothing to be zeichin. So to b'shneim shefkid eitzel echad, when we have two people that deposit by one person, zeman and zeman, one give 100, one give 200, that each one's claiming they're the one who gave 200. The Amr Beis, he says, okay, you know what? Hakol yeim and chachev aliyo. Everything's a way to fall, you know, but as the Gemara says, within bob mitzid avlam zayim v'ra. So here also, so it says, haskam tzin lehu. That means we're penalizing the son also cannot collect. So Tais says, yeah, that's kihecha delay, the whole point why we penalize them that they should admit. And if you would give it back to the son, why might he wouldn't admit? So therefore that's part of the kenas, but you're right, we don't generally cannot penalize the son. Next Tais must have become the Gemara in Neskavtza. If you have a field that was Neskavtza, so Pirshrach, Rabbi Nachman explains, it's kutzen ha-tlushin, but we're talking about thorns that are already detached. And the Mefarsh Rishama, that's what Rishama explains, because of Mechaborim Hain, if they would be attached, it would be biblically forbidden. It would be considered working in the field. I mean, the pekabain, like the one says, Shabbos of Kufigim of Adal. Hatayla Shulshan, if someone detaches endives, Vahamizrid, Zerodin, that Imli Apis Karako culture would be coming to make the land better just a little bit. Avapit the Patahasam out of the Chabri, although over there we see your example by your friend's field. He cannot explain that over here because the Shvi's Lemiftim Shemalachashin Zichel Gubu. You don't have the heter of Shemitah like Yabba Shabbos that, oh, it's not a Malacha that I need for itself. That's only by Shabbos, a Malacha and Shabbos. You don't have the Shemitah, and therefore you would be chayv, it was attached to the thorns. So rather, it must be like the Rebbe Nachman says that it was detached. Next test, I'm about to begin the words of, which actually this belongs in the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, that if a person sells a slave, which says the beginning, wait a second. What's the case talking about? He also an nafshi if he goes by himself. So he loses his rights, because like the sugi says, that if he goes on his own, he loses his right. And if it's about karchai, and if he's being forced, well, any yochalati cannot make him go out. Because I mean, b'shulik suv, the gemara says, and suv dav kofi b'beis, did not call matzia. No one's allowed to force him to go out of Eretz. So what's the case talking about that he sells him to chutzlars? So it says, b'shulik suv, what you can say is, no, the miyad kesha malchari, right when he sells him katzin, we penalize him. Why? Let's see if he goes forcibly or willingly. No, because pen yishad lenu lekech, maybe the buyer will try to entice him b'dvam with words lelechachem to go after him, and then he'll go, and then he'll lose his rights, and. But it won't be because of really willingly. So therefore, we penalize at the time of the sale already.